In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto thee all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended thee, and justly deserve a temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray thee of thy boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being. Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the word, announce the grace of God unto you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all of your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Spirit of the Lord hath filled the world. Alleluia. Let his righteousness be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Yea, let them exceedingly rejoice. Alleluia, alleluia. Let God arise, and let his enemies be scattered. Let them also that hate him flee before him. Amen. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be.
The Lord be with you.
And with us.
Let us pray. O God, who did teach the hearts of thy faithful people by sending to them the light of your Holy Spirit, grant us by the same Spirit to have a right judgment in all things and to forever rejoice in his holy comfort. We pray this through Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. Amen. Our confessional reading this morning, as the head of the family should teach them in a simple way to his household, the Lord's Prayer. Recite it with me, please. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The second petition, thy kingdom come. What does this mean? The kingdom of God comes indeed without our prayer of itself. But we pray in this petition that it may come unto us also. How is this done? When our Heavenly Father gives us his Holy Spirit, so that by his grace we believe in his new word and lead a godly life here in time and hereafter in eternity. So far. This morning's Old Testament, Joel chapter 2. And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, your old men shall have dreams, your young men shall see visions. And also upon the servants and upon the handmaids in those days will I pour out my Spirit. I will show wonders in the heavens and in the earth, blood and fire, pillars of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness, the moon into blood, before that great day and the terrible day of the Lord come. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. For in the mouth of Zion and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance, as the Lord hath said, and in the remnant whom the Lord shall call. So far. This morning's epistle, 1 Peter chapter 4. But the end of all things is at hand. Be ye therefore sober and watch unto prayer. And above all things have fervent charity among yourselves. For charity shall cover a multitude of sins. Use hospitality one to another without grudging. As every man hath received the gift, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God has given him, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Please rise for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Gospel according to St. John, chapter 14, verse 23 to 31. And Jesus answered and said unto him, If a man love me, he will keep my words. And my Father will love him, and we will come unto him, and make our abode with him. He that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings. And the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father which has sent me. These things have I spoken unto you, yet being present with you. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You have heard how I said unto you, I go away, and come again unto you. If you love me, you would rejoice, because I said, I go unto the Father, for my Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it come to pass, that when it is come to pass, you might believe. Hereafter I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world is coming, and hath nothing in me, but that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment, even so I do. Arise, let us go hence. So far the gospel. We confess our faith according to the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance, by whom all things were made, who for us our salvations, came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. We continue with our sermon hymn. Please be seated.
Heart of mine,
strength, 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 strength
grace, mercy, and peace from our triune God, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
As you know, today is Pentecost. My sermon theme for this Sunday morning is the power of Pentecost. And I would like to read one verse, the first verse of this morning's Old Testament of Joel. And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. So far. Please be seated. Today we celebrate the power of Pentecost, a power that was poured out on the early church by the Holy Spirit of God. We know from Scripture that there never was a time when the Holy Spirit, that is the third person of the Holy Trinity, did not exist. He is eternal, just as the Father and the Son. The Holy Spirit has always been and always will be. Nothing on earth, in heaven, or even in hell will surpass the Spirit's power. He did so on the day of Pentecost, when a mighty wind filled that house. Tongues as of fire appeared above the apostles' head, and they spoke in foreign languages. At other times, the Spirit works more silently. This was the case throughout much of the Old Testament. You hear very little about the Holy Spirit, but he was just as active then as he was in the New Testament and still is today. But the Holy Spirit was always there. The Holy Spirit was leading and upholding the people of God in their faith. Moses longed for the day when the Holy Spirit would be more powerful, be more active among God's people. And then came Pentecost, when the disciples began to speak in foreign languages, not in unknown tongues, in foreign languages. You see, the word unknown is not even in the original Greek. If you look in your Bible, it'll be in italics. And words that are in italics are not in the original Greek. So, they're basing a doctrine, if you will, on something that is not even in the Bible. A great crowd came together. Some made fun of the disciples, saying they're drunk. They've had too much wine. But Peter stands up and says, no. This was spoken long before this day by the prophet Joel. In these last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. The Christian church was now being equipped with power for its mission. Go, teach all nations, baptize. Yes, the Holy Spirit had worked through the preaching of the Old Testament prophets. The Spirit worked through the Old Testament rites, their sacrifices to forgive sins of the people and to strengthen their faith, faith in the coming of the Messiah. But those were just shadows. They were glimpses of what was to come for Christ's New Testament people, including you and me. You see, we are part of Christ's New Testament church. We possess something which the Old Testament people only could dream of. We have the fulfillment. We have the power of Pentecost. Every time we study scriptures, every time we think about our baptism or receive the Lord's Supper, the Holy Spirit works to increase our faith and to equip us for living the Christ life style. If we want to grow in our faith, we can't ignore the means the Spirit uses to accomplish that fact. Let me repeat that again. If we want to grow in our faith, we can't ignore the means the Holy Spirit uses to accomplish that fact, word and sacrament. Just imagine for a moment how Moses, Abraham, or Noah would have loved to have read our New Testament lesson this morning. would have loved to read the complete New Testament that we so often neglect. How they would have cherished reading about Christ's birth in Bethlehem, to read about his teachings and his healings. Imagine what the Old Testament people would have done for the opportunity to come and commune personally with their Messiah, as we do in the Lord's Supper, as we will in just a few moments. These things sometimes seem to be so ordinary to us, so common, that we forget what a tremendous blessing God has given us and offers us through those means. But we have a deeper problem. Our problem is not mere forgetfulness. It's a problem of sin. Satan tempts us to think that we are too busy for daily private devotions, too busy to attend Bible study. He tempts us to be a little careless with our church attendance because he knows full well that the Holy Spirit works through that Bible study to make us strong Christians, and this he does not want. So this morning, we confess our guilt because there have been times when we have fallen prey to these temptations of Satan, right?
Yes.
Including myself. And as we confess, the same Holy Spirit brings us the message of forgiveness. Your sins are forgiven. This message comes through faith in Jesus Christ. The Spirit shows us that Christ died on that cross, not just to forgive the sins of other people, but to forgive our sins. Ours, we are sitting here this morning. Thank God that not a single sin goes unforgiven by the sacrifice, by the blood of Christ on that cursed cross. And as we grow stronger in our Christian faith, Christ will lead us from victory to victory to victory. That power is available to us as we continue to grow in grace through the use of God's word and sacrament. The events of the day of Pentecost, were only the beginning of the fulfillment of Joel's prophecy. The time will come, we are told, on that great day when, as Joel's prophecy continues, God will show wonders in the heavens and on the earth. Blood and fire and billows of smoke. The sun will be turned into dark and the moon into blood before the great day, before that dreadful day of the coming of our Lord. At that time, our Lord will take all of his faithful people with him into heaven. The sacrament will no longer be needed. We will experience the presence of Christ directly, and God's Spirit will fill us with love and peace and joy that is beyond our comprehension. Then the prophecy of Joel will be fulfilled, and we and all good God's people will be completely filled with the Holy Spirit. We will be on our way, and perhaps at that time even in heaven. So this morning, as we consider the power of Pentecost, we first confess our sins and thank God that the Holy Spirit has brought us the message of forgiveness through faith in Jesus Christ. Second, we rejoice that the Holy Spirit is at work among us through word and sacrament now. That's why we are here this morning. We are here to receive the body and blood of Christ for the forgiveness of our sins and the strengthening of our faith. That's the purpose of our worship service and to hear the word of God. A small task of the final outpouring of the Holy Spirit that we will experience in fullness in the joys of heaven. May God grant this to each of us. Amen.
Amen.
Now may the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding abide with us here this morning and extend itself into the joys of eternal life, heaven. Amen.
Amen.
pray for our communicants, but first I'm sure there is a prayer that you would like to personally extend to the throne of grace. Let's do so at this time. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, who callest unto thee all that labor and are heavy laden to refresh them and give rest unto the souls, we pray. Let us this morning experience your love at the heavenly feast that you have prepared for us here on earth. Keep us all from impenitence and unbelief so that no one will partake of this holy sacrament to their damnation. Take off from us the spotted garment of our sinful flesh, our self-righteousness, and give us the garment that has been purchased with your holy precious blood. Strengthen our faith, increase our love and hope, and after this life, grant us all a place at your heavenly table, where we shall eat of the eternal manna and drink of the river of thy pleasure forevermore. Hear us for thine own sake. Amen.
Amen.
We continue with hymn 307. Please be seated. Please rise for the service of the Holy Sacrament. The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God. It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who ascended above in the heavens and is now sitting at the right hand, poured out on us this day the Holy Spirit, as he promised he would when he chose the disciples. And therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify his glorious name evermore, praising thee and saying,
Holy, holy, holy.
Blessed is he who cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Our Lord Jesus Christ, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." After the same manner also, he took the cup, and when he had supped, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This do as oft as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen.
The true blood Savior Jesus Christ. It's the true blood. Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for the remission of your sins.
May this body and blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith unto life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen.
strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith, which is life everlasting.
Amen.
Depart now in the Lord's peace.
Depart in the Lord's peace.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. We give thanks to the Almighty God that thou hast refreshed us through this salutary gift, and we beseech thee that of thy mercy, that you would strengthen us through the same faith toward thee and in fervent love toward one another. We pray this through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Bless we the Lord. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and to be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and grant you his peace. Amen.